A new study published by the ACLU of Florida shows a number of mail-in ballots are being rejected. Activists are asking voters to be informed about the vote-by-mail process. I'm Sean Mulcahy. Over 2.7 million votes for the 2016 election were cast by mail, and 1% of those were rejected. And while 1% seems like a small number, that's tens of thousands of votes that were thrown out. Vote-by-mail ballots can be rejected for a number of reasons. The most common is signature issues. Ballots are rejected if the signature doesn't match what's on file with the supervisor of elections, or if there's no signature at all. University of Florida political scientist Dan Smith says it's up to voters to make sure their signatures match and to educate themselves on voting by mail. But
there's responsibility across the supervisors of elections to make sure that they're properly informing voters of this, that are allowing voters to track their signatures, and making sure that their ballots are accepted.
Mail-in ballots will start going out on October 2nd. The deadline to request one is October 31st, and the supervisor of elections must receive it back by 7 p.m. on Election Day. But be advised, the United States Postal Service first-class mail takes 1 to 3 business days, so the earlier voters mail their ballots, the better. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.